lovely listeners tuning in tonight. My name is Daniel A. Garcia, and welcome to Benefit from the Doubt, the show where we talk about the scarier things in life that are more helpful than harmful. Today's topic is the idea that separating from people isn't necessarily a bad thing, even though we're scared of it. You see, we shouldn't force ourselves to stay with a certain group of people. Separating from a community, whether it be your friends or in some cases even family, can be a good thing because it opens up new possibilities to forge new bonds with new people. And I realize I'm saying the word new a lot, but it's true. Now, people don't like to lose touch with others. Everyone likes to stay in touch, and especially in today's day and age with smartphones and social media, it's easier than it's ever been. But because of this, a lot of people are forcing themselves to stay in touch with people they otherwise would have, part ways with by now. Think about it this way. How many people, let's say you're in high school, or in college, or already graduated and have a job, how many people from elementary school do you still talk to? It's probably a lot less than you talked to while you were still in elementary school. And that's because you split, you part ways. Maybe you went to a different school, maybe they moved out of the state, maybe, who knows, but for one reason or another, you don't talk to each other. And it's not like you were scared of it. You probably forgot about that person until, something triggered your memory about them. How many people have you met in your life, and how many people do you still talk to? Now, if you stayed in touch with every single person you met, that would be impossible, because you'd already know people, and you'd be constantly meeting people, and they'd also be meeting people, and those people meet other people, and if people weren't able to separate, then they'd just keep getting in touch, and it wouldn't really go anywhere. Now, Scott Brown makes an excellent case with his article, Facebook Friendonomics, because this, if you've read this article, you can see clearly that people are just forcing themselves to stay together. They don't want to lose that connection, and at this point, they don't really interact with people. There's still a part of their life in a very minuscule way. It's not so much being a part of their life. It's more so, let's say two people are following each other on Facebook. They've been friends since they were friends in high school, and now let's say they're past college, already graduated, have a job. Chances are they've met new people, have formed new relationships, and probably have moved on from their old friendship. And even though they're still following each other, they don't really interact anymore. It's more like they're watching a movie of each other's lives rather than being a role in said movie. I get that this isn't the strongest comparison, but it's one that I felt is accurate to this whole situation. Now, of course, not every manner of separating from others is as simple as just leaving them behind, as there are other ways of separating that are a bit more dramatic, such as divorce, which is pretty much a married couple's nightmare. But even then, that separation isn't the end of the world. And chances are, if you were getting a divorce, it wasn't a happy marriage to begin with. But even so, even with these separations, because you're meeting new people, you have something to fill in that void, something to fill in the gaps, and you're making connections from those separations. Breaking apart brings you together to new people. Now you see, when one relationship ends, new ones can spring up out of seemingly nowhere, and seemingly an infinite number, if you really think about it. I mean, just to think of some examples, if you get a divorce, you can get remarried, and then you could have a step, and then the child, and if you had a child, they would have a new stepmom, a new step siblings, and they'd have another addition to their family. And this is where the article, The Family That Stretches Together, comes in. You see, this article starts off with the author taking a stroll on the beach and finding a young girl whose family tree isn't really much of a family at all. It's actually kind of a family bush because she has her blood family, but her parents remarried, and now she has her step family as well as their family, and it just goes on and on. But that's the point I'm trying to make here. Connections come from separations. Now, there's also a different kind of family. This isn't necessarily family by nature, but just, let's say, a tribe or a neighborhood. In this case, for the sake of my example, we're going to go with a tribe, because this involves the article known as The Walking the Path Between Worlds by Al Vord. Now, this article is about a woman who leaves her old tribe to go to Dartmouth, to go to a college in Dartmouth. Excuse me. And from there, even though she has basically left everyone she knew for her entire life, she found new people that she could relate to. People who were, first of all, in a similar situation to her, that left their old home to pursue what they felt was a better future. And as well as the fact that there are also just many, many different people at that college that she wouldn't have met otherwise. She left something behind, but she gained something in return. It's kind of a trade-off when you think about it. We never truly lose something in the sense of it can't be replaced. I don't mean to make people out to seem materialistic, but I don't mean to make people just seem like things, but when you just leave someone behind, there are other people, for lack of a better term, there are other people just waiting out there to meet you. You'll always find someone that can, kind of replace what you lost. Basically, what I'm trying to say here is, don't be afraid to split up every now and then, because you'll find new people, and the people you split from will find their own new people. You'll find a new place to belong, and it's just a normal part of growing up. It's not a bad thing to split up. The fears we have are greatly exaggerated, I feel, as separating isn't really a bad thing and shouldn't really be seen as such. There might, in some instances, yes, there might be pain, like with a breakup or a divorce, but eventually you'll find your spot again, and you'll be able to find your footing, find new people, and make new friendships and relationships. Everything will turn out fine. Thank you.